You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Congressional leaders will host a ceremony today at the Capitol to bestow the Congressional Gold Medal on the four young girls killed in the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Commentator Gary Joyner recounts what happened 50 years ago.
September 15th marks the 50th anniversary of the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Four young girls were killed, but the intention was to murder many more, perhaps the entire congregation, that Sunday morning. The dynamite bomb went off prematurely. Violence in Alabama was increasing as a response to the civil rights movement. Birmingham had earned the dubious nickname of Bombingham, with over 50 racially motivated blasts over several years. The weapon of choice was dynamite. The 16th Street bombing stands out as a turning point in the civil rights movement and in American history. To put the event in context, you need to go back to at least 1954, when the U.S. Supreme Court, in the case Brown v. Topeka Board of Education, overturned the 1896 Plessy v. Ferguson suit that created segregation in schools and in public transportation. The Brown ruling created a shockwave in American society. 3 years later, nine African American students, guided by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, tried to enroll in Little Rock, Arkansas's Central High School. Governor Orville Faubus blocked the doors and used the state police to enforce his decision. President Dwight Eisenhower sent in the 101st Airborne Division to enforce the law, and students were admitted and protected. Faubus was joined by other Southern governors in resisting the federal government. George Wallace of Alabama was the most vocal, but Lester Maddox of Georgia and, after 1960, Jimmy Davis of Louisiana showed a united front. The central issues were school integration and registering black voters. To the governors and their conservative supporters, these two issues were viewed as dire threats to Southern civilization. They had massive support in the white community. We as a culture have looked back at the 1950s as a halcyon period stereotyped by the television show Happy Days. They were for many of us, but not all. The tensions building in this country following Brown versus Board of Education mounted at a constant pace. Even the most recalcitrant conservative voices at the time saw this. It might be one thing to bring out riot troops, dogs, tear gas, and billy clubs to stop a protest march, but the murder of four innocent girls in a house of worship could not be defended anywhere at any time. You might ask, why was the 16th Street Baptist Church picked, and who did the bombing? The three-story 16th Street Baptist Church had been a rallying point for civil rights activities throughout the spring of 1963. And it was where the students who were arrested during the 1963 Birmingham Children's Crusade were trained. The church was used as a meeting place for civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King Jr., Ralph Abernathy, and Fred Shuttlesworth. Tensions were escalating when the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and the Congress on Racial Equality became involved in a campaign to register African Americans to vote in Birmingham. The bombing was carried out by a splinter group of the Ku Klux Klan called the Catawba Boys. The only initial legal action in the case was a $100 fine and a 6-month jail sentence to one of the bombers, Robert Chambliss, for having dynamite without a license. The FBI gathered evidence, but J. Edgar Hoover, its leader, refused to use it. Over a decade later, the bombers were convicted. It now had a just cause that society could see as viable. As we look back at the bad old days, let's remember how we got here and why our history matters.